Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And I found her very early on. This is an example, folks, of how big a deal she is to small business. When I started doing my show back in November of 97, I started looking around, finding people who were major players in small business who could join me on my show. And I'm telling you, she popped up immediately. And within less than 30 days of me doing my show, she was on this show as a guest. And that makes her a founding member of the Brain Trust, almost a founding member of my show. And one of the, as I've said many times before, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be here and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Boy, it's been great years for you and your program and, you know, how you inform and advocate for small business. Thank you for everything that you've done over the years.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Karen, and of course, coming from you, that's high praise. But I'll tell you, you were out there before I was, beating the bushes for small businesses as an advocate and working for folks. As you look back on, now you've been doing this now for probably, how old is your organization? About 17, 18 years old?
Yep. 17.
And so, as you look back on where things were then and where things are now, do you think small business owners, from a public policy standpoint, do you think small business owners are better off or worse off?
You know what? It really depends on the issue, Jim. And I mean, what a difference, over the last couple of years. I mean, if you asked me 2 years ago, you know, looking back over the past 15 years.
Yeah.
Were business owners in a better place? And I would have to say yes, because given, you know, some of the tax changes, the tax reforms to lower taxes, whether it's, you know, capital gains, personal income taxes,
right,
et cetera, certainly technology and the internet and that has meant for small business and entrepreneurship and also government's recognition that they need to have a light regulatory touch in the whole realm. I mean, that's why we are where we are as a leader in technology on a global basis. And, of course, that's benefited small business owners in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, one major issue sticks out. I mean, obviously, right now, if we're taking this current snapshot in time, I mean, the economy is just really, really bad. And so that may cloud, you know, some of my perspective in terms of whether small business owners are better off or worse off. But I mean, if you look at just the issues, I mean, one really does stick out, and that's health care. Over the past 15 years, I think, you know, we started making some progress in terms of, you know, giving small business owners tax equity, being able to deduct 100% of their health care costs.
Mm-hmm.
Changes that were made to bring medical savings accounts, now called health savings accounts, onto the marketplace, that has been a major improvement for business
and
owners.
I'll tell you, this is, you're talking to one small business owner who uses my family and our employees have health savings accounts.
As do we.
And more people need them.
But now a lot of this is threatened, or has been during the past couple of years. I mean, certainly with the passage of the new health care law, that's not going to do anything to control costs. It's driving costs higher. Health savings accounts are threatened. A lot of health coverage plans are threatened. And, and we could potentially see a lot of insurance carriers leaving the market, meaning less choice, less competition, and higher prices. So in that one area, we have a problem. And certainly, on taxes, although there will be some deal, I think, that will likely be cut to extend the tax rates for upper-income earners and small business owners, you know, that's one area where, you know, we could get some, you know, backsliding.
I want to talk about that in the next segment, but one of the things I do think is important to point out, folks, is when you think about small business as public policy, you really have to think, you have to understand that we're always under assault. And I hate to say it, I hate to tell you that, and I'm sorry if that bursts your little bubble, but small business owners are constantly under assault from some federal or local or some government entity, whether it be the government or the or a bureau, some agency. And what I'm telling you is I don't even want to think about what you and I would be putting up with if it weren't for people like Karen and others who've been fighting to hold these people back. They've been great successes, but we haven't succeeded in all those. And we're always under assault, folks. We've got to keep working on this to protect our way of life. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.